Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
Oh, a jam-packed podcast, really. Packed full of jam, I'd say. Like a jam jar. Or a jam donut. But packed full of jam, I guess. That was the third. We gave away the first Danny Lakey goodie sack on the show. That was a highlight. Plus, we rang another one of my ex-flings. Could I manage to figure out who they were, despite me not knowing who was calling originally? Plus, married at first sight. Unbelievable. We spoke about that. Do you believe in reincarnation? Had some pretty interesting calls. Do you wash your hands after the toilet? Do you wash your hands in general? Well, no, 25% of us don't. I'm in that 25%. Plus, the world's hardest Mel quiz. Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
This is big. This is real big for the show. And this is, I mean, we haven't mentioned this on air at all, but let it be known that behind the scenes, I've been going hammer and tongs at this. I put my heart and soul into creating the ultimate Danny Lakey prize pack.
And it's very you. Like, all the ingredients are very you.
Well, this is true. Management said, hey, you know what, mate? Usually we let our marketing and promotions take care of all this, but we give you a budget. You know your listeners the best. You can figure out a little goodie bag to get them. Oh, God, what do our listeners want? And I've come up with the Danny Lakey goodie sack. And this is massive.
I'm a bit nervous, to be honest.
No. There are a couple of contentious prizes in there that we had to get signed off on, and there was a bit of to-ing and fro-ing, but I think I've come up with the perfect combination of prizes for people. There's something in there for everyone, yet every product is going to be of use to that winner in some way. And what better way to launch the Danny Lakey goodie sack than with a good old standard infomercial? That's the way all great products, the Ab King Pro.
True.
Nutribullets.
The George Foreman grill.
Fabulous. All the classic products have indeed been released with infomercials. So without further ado, have a listen. Call now on 131060 if you'd like to be the world's first winner of the Danny Lakey goodie sack.
Are you tired of radio shows giving away standard average run-of-the-mill prizes like brand new cars or $1 million in cold hard cash? If you're exhausted of slaving away on 131060 trying to be the 422nd caller through just to get on the standby list, then boy do we have the news for you. The Danny Lakey Late Show presents the Danny Lakey Goodie Sack. The Danny Lakey Goodie Sack gives you everything you've ever wanted to win from a radio station in one easy and efficient bag. Here are some examples of other people just like you winning prizes on other radio shows.
Thank you. Oh yeah, that's cool. Awesome.
Now, here's what you could sound like if you were to win the Danny Lakey goodie sack, definitely without producer Jack telling you to act really excited because we're live on the air. With this amazing prize pack, you'll never have to win another prize on a radio station ever again. The Danny Lakey prize pack contains a Danny Lakey temporary tattoo, a Danny Lakey stubby holder, one cola-flavoured latex condom, one bubblegum-flavoured latex condom, some Danny Lakey-inspired chocolate body massage oil, and for a limited time only, Danny Lakey's very own personally recommended banana-flavoured massage oil. That's right, not one, but two ridiculously novelty and childish-flavoured condoms and massage oils to make your partner's oily back taste like a salty Nesquik milkshake. Here's what people had to say about this amazing prize.
The Danny Lakey stubby holder really comes in handy when trying to hide my subtle alcoholism in front of the kids.
Ever since I applied my Danny Lakey Late Show temporary tattoo on my left bicep, I've received more likes on Tinder, my grandma won't speak to me, and I've gained automatic acceptance into any bikie gang in Australia.
Since I had a terrible experience with Danny Lakey's cola-flavoured condom, it's actually put me off ever drinking regular Coca-Cola ever again, and I've already lost 14 kilos in 3 months.
My husband combined the Danny Lakey chocolate massage oil with the Danny Lakey banana-flavoured massage oil and feasted on me like a banana sundae. Thanks, Danny Lakey.
But that's not all. Call in the next 4 seconds to receive a free Danny Lakey Enviro canvas bag that the Danny Lakey Late Show legal department insisted we include to take away from how unbiodegradable the rest of the prizing is. So what are you waiting for? Call now to be the first person in the whole of the country to receive this very special limited edition offer. Plus, mention this commercial and producer Jack will throw in a free nipple hair. That's right. Just for mentioning what you're listening to right now, producer Jack will be forced to donate a pube from his boob. When the Danny Lakey bubblegum flavoured condom is on the penis, do not chew on the condom like it is a piece of bubblegum.
Damn it.
So,
do not chew on
No, don't. Yeah, no, don't. Definitely don't.
Yeah, definitely don't. Definitely don't do that.
No.
Not good for your partner.
No. Only when the condom is off the penis may you chew on the bubblegum flavored condom.
Oh, my God.
Like a piece of bubblegum. Groundbreaking. History is made on the show right now. I can reveal the very first winner of the Danny Lakey goodie sack. Live on the air. It's Michaela. Yes, Michaela! Well done, Michaela. Of course, the Danny Lakey stubby holder, the Danny Lakey canvas bag, the Danny Lakey temporary tattoo to put anywhere on your bod, and the Danny Lakey banana-flavoured massage oil, all yours.
Woo! Thank you so much. No That's worries. Awesome.
Fortunately, you didn't say the special code word, which means you won't get the Producer Jack bonus boob pube, but...
maybe another time.
That, you do win. Congratulations. Of course, we do have a limited edition of Danny Lakey goodie sacks up for grabs throughout the year.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
This idea was terrible last week when it happened, and I've got no idea why we're doing it once more.
It wasn't terrible. It was probably my favourite segment of the week.
It all came about where I foolishly told the team that I indeed do keep a list of all my ex-flings on my iPhone.
Which is outrageous.
Not outrageous at all. This it sounds on face value like a notch on bedpost or other superficial thing to do. I digress. It is something that I have a very personal moment with each of these individual people, and I never want to forget them. And therefore, like a nice journal and an old diary of all the old flames, I keep it nice and safe and can reminisce and look back on all the great times I've had.
You don't just write names. Like, you write almost a wee blurb about these ladies.
Yes, this is true as well, but that's to keep the memory fresh and make sure that I can look back and show my grandkids.
Okay, each to their own. No judgment here.
This is where apparently you've got an ex-fling of mine on the phone right now. I've got no idea who it is, and I've got to try and figure out, obviously, who it is by their voice and ask some questions, etc., and just see if I am a respectful human being who remembers all my ladies or just toss them on the wayside like a piece of hard rubbish during council collection month.
Can Lakey remember the ex? Because we have one on the show. A lady that he used to know. Who Lakey slept with long ago.
Yeah, so like we always start this segment and potential awkward blast from the past. Greetings to a woman that I have previously had a fling with.
Greetings, Danny Lakey.
Great. Ooh, a stern greeting.
Quite a seductive voice.
Yeah, the full name and a greetings. Did we used to, I mean, I don't only say greetings on this show from time to time. I usually greet people with greetings. Did I greetings you back in the day when we grut?
Oh, this was many, many years ago, many moons ago. Yeah. So...
Many moons ago strikes me as someone that I haven't had much contact with. Have we been sort of rekindling fire at any point over Facebook or text message at all?
Oh, the fact that you don't remember this, Danny, it hurts my feelings.
What do you mean I don't remember? I've had sex with more than you.
I'm well aware.
where did this tryst take place and how many times did we tryst?
Tryst? Once. Once the act happened, but yes, God. That's all I'll say.
I really can't be tracking down people with these sort of conditions, Shuey, Lou and Producer Jack. We had one tryst many, many, many moons ago.
You should remember
I
every single
greetings.
One.
I do if I have my list, for goodness sake. That's why I've got the list. My list is banned during this segment. Where did this happen?
The act or the meeting? Because they're different.
Oh, okay. The meeting first. Where did we meet?
Surfers Paradise.
God, I really went through a heavy phase in Surfers Paradise. This does not nail anyone down. Okay, and where was the act? At my place? At the Islander?
Negative. It was in Melbourne.
It was in Melbourne? Oh, I know this chick. She's a nurse. She's vegan. She's into her health. I usually always comment on your Quacktopolis.
You do.
Yeah, Ash. Ash. Lady Ash.
Very well done. It was quick. It was quick.
Lady Ash.
Lady
that
Ash.
Quick.
Yeah, it was quite quick.
Oh, we had one which took about 9 minutes.
Yeah. We had to drop a whole heap of content because it took me that long to figure it out. Oh, yeah. No, what? Oh, throw man. Me? No, me and Ash actually made love quite recently, but we met a long time ago. We did meet a long time ago.
I said they were different. Different times.
Oh. So the flings kept going over the years?
No. We met and then we had a lot of flirting on Facebook for about 8 years. It was like a whole bloody decade of foreplay and then finally the stars aligned and yeah, we met up.
You met up in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It was nice. It was a very nice time. It was a nice time for you, do you think?
Do you need my answer?
Oh. It was a nice time.
Of course, Danny. It was lovely.
Oh, thanks, Ash. I'm glad you're well.
No worries. See you later.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
We have a riddle to kick off the week. Do you believe in reincarnation? Looking for people who do believe pretty soon as well. Right now, though, I mean, we must. It'll be our due diligence to talk about what happened on Married at First Sight last night.
Oh, it all came out.
I mean, yeah, no, I think it's probably valid to play the bombshell sound effect. Yeah, there was a bombshell or two last night. It all blew up because this is almost the second time on Married at First Sight this season that a cheating scandal has been exposed.
Another affair.
Blonde Jess and slippery country Mick haven't been getting along for about 3 weeks. And he said, leave every bloody week. Are you sick of it? Are you sick of it? He just wants to go back to his farm. And she's been writing stay because as long as she's in the competition, she can stay with Dan and they can meet up on their own watch.
Being a bad dog, sneaking around the corner, a few peshes, a few dates.
Yeah. How would Mick feel in all of this? He had no idea. And then, of course, you've got to think about Dan's wife, Tamara. She had no idea either. Well, it all came out last night. There was plenty going down and Jess asked the judges if her and Dan could stay in the competition. Mick was furious. Well, he realised, well, I've been wasting the last 3.5 weeks of my life because this chick's been cheating on me on the side.
I know, and I usually am like, oh, Mick, he's, you know, a big farmer, and I don't usually like him.
Mm.
But last night when he was crying,
oh, yeah,
it tugged on my heartstrings. Yeah. I felt sorry for old Mick.
Yeah, everyone did, and everyone hated Jess after the end of it.
You're taking the piss out of this whole experiment. Unbelievable. You idiot.
He wasn't happy. He was shedding tears.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
You need to take a moment, Mick. By all means, take a moment.
Unbelievable.
He's just got his head in his hands.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Salty discharge coming out of those dark black eyes of his.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
You can't believe it. That's what I thought. How has Jess been sneaking behind his back for 3 weeks? Saying stay. She said she wants to be friends with him and patch it up. She just wants to stay for Dan. Bloody unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It was bloody unbelievable last night was what it was. And thought I'd write a little song about it. So it was featuring Mick. It's the least we could do for him. Unbelievable last night. This is our song called Unbelievable.
You say you have good intentions, but you were telling lies. And that poor old Mick just couldn't get out no matter how hard he tried. You chose Dan cause he's much more buff. The country thinks you're a tool. Last night Mick was just so surprised. All he wanted was to leave you. You wrote to say, but you cheated on Mick anyway. You wrote to stay.
Unbelievable.
You burdened Mick with your problems. All you did was waste his time. You've had more work done on your face than on a construction site. Good old Mick was a country bloke. The country thinks you're a tool. Australia's sick of all the lies. If we were Mick, we'd leave too. You wrote to stay, but you cheated on Mick anyway. You wrote to stay.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Time to get balls deep, I'd say. Yeah, I mean, I get that this show is just a little bit off skew, a little bit of a laugh from time to time. Not really getting the dribs and drabs and all the depressing stories of the news feed. Every now and then, it's probably just good to take a step back and realise that life's not all about jokes and sunshine and lollipops. And I couldn't believe that when I tried to pitch something quite serious today, producer Jack just yelled at the top of his voice.
We're not wasting two breaks on that.
Well, how dare you, producer Jack? Now, this was a question simply titled, do you believe in reincarnation?
Let's talk reincarnation. You can call the station. Let's talk reincarnation. If you can call the station.
I just want to chat to a couple of people who believe in reincarnation, producer Jack. And this isn't just a little quandary, a little word or whimsy I thought of over the weekend. Serious story behind this as well. Idris Elba's father tragically passed away from lung cancer. Idris Elba reveals that his father's passing reminded him that we only get one life. And I thought, hang on a second, Idris. Hang on there, buddy, just for a second. We might get a couple of lives. Are there people out there who genuinely believe that we come back in this life form yet again? Are there people on their second or third round?
I think you do.
You think so?
Yeah, I reckon I'm a really good pterodactyl impersonation, so I could have been a dinosaur.
You weren't a dinosaur from billions of years ago.
I could have been.
You do a good impression. I'm not taking that away from you.
Yeah, so where would that come from? You know, obviously I was a pterodactyl in a previous life.
Your fascination with dinosaurs when you were in grade two.
No, I think you're being very negative here.
Impossible. Look, if you legitimately think that you are on your second or third reincarnation, give us a call on 131060. Or if you believe that you're on your first and you're due for a couple coming up soon. Monica in Sydney, you've called in. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Now, what life are we on right now?
I believe in my first life, I was actually a racing pigeon.
A racing pigeon?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Why?
Well, I have dreams about it. And they're like very often. And I also kind of feel like I can whisper to them.
So you're a pigeon whisperer.
I have a connection with pigeons.
Interesting. I mean, I sounds legit. I guess
yeah.
I've, in a previous life, must have been a male porn star because I have a lot of sex dreams and I really, really resonate with most of the male porn stars, especially Mandingo, who hangs a lot of dong.
I would not put that past you. Huh? I could see that probably being true.
Interesting. Thanks. And now you're in the second life, are you, Monica?
Yeah, hopefully the next life I'll have something more interesting.
Okay, now, this is the trap that people fall into. They got very excited with their racing pigeon past. They're now blessed to be a human. And they think, oh, I can't wait till the next one where I come out as an IKEA cushion. Like, that's my only qualm with the reincarnation stuff.
An IKEA cushion.
Well, that's the thing. She's getting excited about bloody pigeons. She's like, oh, this life a bit mundane for me. Oh, I guess you get a bad break every now and then. Well, where's next time?
Oh,
where's another 90 years down the track?
Now I'm a chair.
Oh, cool. Jodie in Melbourne, you believe in reincarnation?
Absolutely.
Now, what role are you on? Are you on your first life?
No, I think I'm a few down the track.
Interesting.
But I think that in my last life I was probably a man because I've got more balls than half the guys I know.
On your jokes?
I keep having these weird dreams about, you know, like cobblestone streets and stuff, like, you know, like an old English street or something.
Oh, yeah, so you're...
So you're cobblestone. Or an old Victorian shire horse.
Secret rooms, and I have the weirdest dreams.
Yeah, right, I bet.
Do you know, I dream about cheese, so maybe I was a little brie, a little camembert I was younger. Oh, last life.
Yeah.
Little cheddar.
Yeah. Yeah, 131060, what do you dream about? Which instantly means that's what you were 100 years ago. Thanks, Jodie. Appreciate the call. I don't know what we were expecting there. Civilised conversation about being a shire horse. Oh, it was a cobblestone in a past life. Much more exciting back then.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
There could be poo residue on your office mug.
Poo?
No one likes poo residue on the office mug, but you've always got to just read these articles with a slight bit of scepticism. It's not a day goes by where you don't see something like, your phone screen's dirtier than a toilet bowl. Whoa, there's poo in your beard.
Poo smeared on your coffee mug.
No, whoa, 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 whoa.
You are fake news.
Poo residue.
Okay, sorry.
I don't think like a big shit stain just around the rim.
That's what I'm imagining.
You could be lifting your colleague's fecal bacteria to your mouth without realising it after that office tea round. As many as 25% of workers do not wash their hands after using the toilet, so they could spread them by touching your mug. And that's the thing, isn't it? Like, everyone's always saying, oh, wash your hands, go on, be a good boy, ever since you're little. Listen to this little jingle designed specifically at children.
Yeah.
What a cult they're signing them up to at such a young age.
It's like what you one of the first things you learn, wash your hands after number ones and number twos.
Ridiculous. I mean, as long as you're a free thinker like me, you'll usually break out of this regime eventually and think, you know what? Do I really need to wash my hands?
Well, you've just been saying that you've been sick for about the last 5 weeks. You know why? Because you're not washing your hands.
Incorrect. Incorrect. To the I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll usually, probably 70% of the time, I'll wash my hands for a number two. But never for a number one. Never. Never. Never.
So you use the bathroom, never wash your hands after number one.
How dirty do you think my dick is?
Well, pretty dirty. Like
not dirty at all. It hasn't touched anything. It's in the light of day. All day.
But it's been sitting in your undies.
It's the cleanest part of my body. I'm not sweating today.
No, but it's been in your undies all day.
If anything, I'm going to wash my penis after I've touched it with my dirty hands.
It's been sitting in your undies all day. Festering.
Festering. It's quite snug in there, living its best life, I'll have you know.
And then you take it out.
Not rotting away like a homeless cat in a garbage bin. Jesus.
Wash your hands. So you're basically, I'm chatting away to you and you're touching the mugs, offering me food and it's got your penis hands all over it.
It does have a small sheath of penis skin.
Oh, Danny. Yeah,
on my fingers. That's the thing. Like, I've got self-cleaning hands. There's no need to be washing it all the time. And I'd love to know where I stand tonight, like where I fit in on the spectrum, because occasionally I'll do a real clean number two and I won't bother. Most of the time I do. But sometimes I don't do the number twos either. Producer Jack was disgusted today when I said that I'd chop up raw chicken and I wouldn't wash my hands before chopping the chicken. I'm like, what? Why would I wash my hands before handling the chicken? What could I possibly add to a raw chicken breast that's going to poison it even
penis
more?
Penis and poos.
Now, it's coated in salmonella stuff. Producer Jack was very disgusted at that. I'd love to know other people out there, whatever it is that you don't wash your hands for.
Call up the show if you don't wash your hands. Call up the show if you don't wash your hands. Whether it's chopping up the chicken or just after you've been pissing, call up the show if you don't wash your hands.
There is no way that every single person out there is washing their hands 100% of every meal, every time they go to the toilet, every time they do anything.
I was also more outraged when you said that you didn't wash your hands after prepping the chicken.
I wiped them on
you
my shorts.
You said you just wiped them on your shorts.
Yeah, I do.
That's disgusting. Oh, raw chicken.
Yeah, you get food poisoning.
There's no need. No need. All this time. I've never got food poisoning. I vomited twice since grade one. Conspiracy? I think so.
I'm more concerned about the penis and poo.
All right. When are you not washing your hands on 131060? Prize is up for grabs and you can remain anonymous. I understand it's a little controversial. We got in-season passes to Fighting With My Family. We've got Tom Clancy's The Division 2 game. We've got Widow DVDs as well. Do you not wash your hands?
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Pigeons of Beijing. Called Good Lord on the Danny Lakey Late Show around the country.
Call up the show if you don't wash your hands. Call up the show if you don't wash your hands. Whether it's chopping up the chicken or just after you've been pissing, call up the show if you don't wash your hands.
Yeah, looking for the top 25% on 131060. It has been revealed that 25% of workers do not wash their hands after using the toilet, so could spread diseases by touching your mug. I mean, come on. Fear mongering. You know who spreads this? And I'm not even joking it. You know I'm not into a conspiracy theory. And I won't be buying into this sort of thing. You know where the washing hands comes from?
Where?
Water companies wanting you to spend more on your utility bills. 100%.
Back in the 1900s
yes.
as well? There weren't even water companies.
They weren't washing their hands back in the 1900s.
Well, they would have been.
They weren't.
It's been around for generations.
They were wiping their ass with their own hands and then going to the bubbler and just having big troughs or big palms full
of
water.
It's a lie.
And no one ever died back in the 1900s, Huey Lewis.
It's a lie.
131060. Do you not wash your hands? Doesn't just have to be the toilet. Maybe preparing food. Producer Jack was very grossed down. Apparently, I'm supposed to be washing my hands before cutting up raw chicken. Before cutting up raw chicken.
No, but after it, you just wipe it on your hands.
No, I wipe it on my shorts.
Your shorts, little grub.
Yeah. Sarah in Melbourne. Do you wash your hands?
No, I never wash my hands.
Great. Fantastic.
Sarah, even after number twos.
Nah, I mean, not for food prep or going to the bathroom or anything. I would wash it after meat, like to feed the animals, but other than that, never.
Different disgust levels for different parts of the life. Like, Sarah understands that fecal matter and uric acid is touching the inside of your body, What does it matter that it's touching a little bit of outside?
You could get it on the it could get on your fingernails or like it particles doesn't. From the toilet paper.
How uncoordinated are you when you're wiping your ass?
And then you're going and cutting your chicken with your pooey fingers.
No. You know no one goes straight from bathroom activity straight to chopping chicken.
They might.
Yeah, you take a 10-minute rest.
It's not going to get rid of the pooey particles.
It does if you have self-cleaning hands.
If you get poo on your fingers, then you'd wash your hands. Of course. But you shower in the morning, you're clean.
Exactly.
It's all good.
Exactly.
Oh, you two can jog on.
No, I think what we've learned here is that Shooey Louie gets a little pooey when she tries to wipe her bottom from time to time.
Excuse me.
Well, I'm just reading between the lines. Angel from Echuca. Mummy's little angel. How are you?
Hi, Danny. You're not going to like me. Ooh. I think you're disgusting.
Oh, I love it, Angel.
You can't walk out of a washroom without washing your hands. Oh, my God.
Tell him,
sister.
How
many people have touched the door handle and the tap and the toilet lid, and probably the wall where you rest your hand up above the urinal? How many other people have touched that after they've wiped their ass and then gone into the kitchen and made a cup of tea?
I'll have you know that when I get out of the toilet, I wrap my T-shirt around my palm and I open the door like that, so my hands aren't touching any of it. And to be honest...
Do you do that on the way in as well?
No, but I haven't done a piss on the way in, have I?
No, but everybody else has touched that door, and all these people that you're telling not to wash their hands have touched that door that you just touched to get into that bathroom.
No, I haven't touched it.
I know, it's filthy, isn't it, Angel?
I haven't touched it. And then that's exactly why I'm not going to waste my time washing my hands, because then on the way out, I've got to touch that pissy door. Doesn't make any sense. Bloody act of a madman. Amber in Bendigo, what do you think?
I never wash my hands, especially, like, after I play with my cats and my dogs. So, like, they'll lick my hands and everything, and then I don't worry about washing my hands after.
Oh, that's terrible.
No, it's not. It's not.
You could get fleas and things from that.
Have you ever got fleas?
No, never.
Exactly.
And, like, we've been ever. And dogs' tongues are supposed to be the cleanest, like, tongues anyway. So, it's not that bad, is
cleanest
it?
Cleanest
No,
of all
I bet
tongues.
You get, do you get sick all the time in winter, Amber?
No, like never.
Yeah,
I bet
suck
you
eggs.
Do.
Suck eggs.
I bet you do because you're not cleaning your hands.
Nah, you can hear it. That's the only response they've got. I bet you do. I bet you do. Nah, in the winter, you suck. Nah, we're not.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Right now.
This is the world's hardest quiz.
It is. It's the world's hardest Mel quiz on 131060. Every single answer has the word or sound Mel in there somewhere. This comes off hot press today that Mel B has said that her and Jerry Halliwell used to tryst back in the day, back in the Spice days. They had a one-night stand. Right, ladies on tour, right? Can't help themselves. Props to them. Very bizarre coming out like 20 years later. Interesting with the reunion tour on the way as well. Wonder if any more feathers will fly in those hotels. Question number one was a phrase you risk being targeted with if you're suspecting someone has farted. Maddie and Cessnock in the fastest fingers through. What do you think it is?
Whoever smelt it, dealt it.
Whoever smelt it, dealt it is correct. Yeah. Very, very timid way of delivering that. Yeah. There's not much you can argue with. Oh, Maddie, did you fart? Never smelt it, dealt it. Ooh, okay. Guess I must have then. It's the ultimate defense. Next question. Commonly found in Coles and Woolworths fresh produce sections.
Oh, Jesus, I don't know.
Jesus! Language, Madison. Language. I'm going to have to let you go. Savannah in Melbourne, 131060. There's something that just didn't quite rub me the right way with giving Maddie from Cessnock the Love Honey vibrator. I feel it may have eaten her. You, however, sound like someone who could handle the prize. Hello.
Hello.
Ooh, maybe. Do you know question number two? Commonly found in the Coles and Woolworths fresh produce sections.
And it's got Mel in it.
Well, Mel, yeah.
Watermelon?
Yeah. Watermelon is correct. Or rock melon. Yeah. Or just melon.
Yeah, that could
That could fall under the umbrella of honeydew. Numerous ways you could skin that cat. Next question. What is the name of the brave woman who has procreated with a powerful turmeric-coloured man?
With a what?
Powerful turmeric-coloured man.
Oh, I've got no idea.
There's just too many words that you haven't heard in a while, that's all. You know the answer. Trust me. Josh in Sydney. Hello.
I've got no idea.
What? What is the name of the brave woman who was procreated with a powerful turmeric coloured man?
No.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christos. Hallie. Hallie.
Hello, how are you?
Hallie's bellies. Do you know the answer?
Melania Trump.
Melania Trump is correct. Yeah.
I've said that if Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her.
Jesus. The concerning thing about that is that he said that before, which means that's the second time he said that now. So it's not even a slip of the tongue. Like, he's literally thought, yeah, that was pretty good the first time. I'll mention that again.
Darling, is the wind blowing today? I'd like to watch television, darling.
God, imagine greasing up that slippery turmeric pole, sliding down it. She's a brave woman. Braver than you and I, I'd say. Society where people of many different cultures live together.
Melbourne?
Definitely not.
Valid.
No, arguably, this city could be considered one of those. But no, it just doesn't sit right with me moving you through to the final question with that attitude.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Laura in Melbourne, do you know the answer?
Culturing melting pot.
Cultural melting pot is correct. You'd know, because you live in Melbourne, which is obviously a cultural melting pot. Obviously. Final question. And you get this one right, you'll be wrapping yourself around a Love Honey magic wand or vibrator any second.
Okay.
A novelty chocolate treat inspired by an Australian marsupial.
Oh, God. Can you say it again?
Incorrect, I'm afraid. It has to have the word or sound Mel in there somewhere. So we move to the next caller, Georgia in Coffs Harbour. Do you know the answer?
Caramello koala.
I've never seen anything like it. Georgia from Harbour. Love Honey Vibrator is all yours. Well done. Yeah, no worries.
They call me Caramello.
How smooth was the Caramello Koala?
They call me Caramello.
Ooh, what a smooth operator.
Caramel covered in delicious Cadbury Dairy Milk chocolate. I go with the flow.
That's because you've been getting high on eucalyptus all day.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
This is the end of the show, and you can catch anything you missed on the Catch Up podcast. On thehit.com.au or the Hit app or iTunes. You can stray away. We're only human. Final thought before we go. Of course, producer Jack's been scouring Facebook for some of the saddest comments by full-grown adults with full-time jobs. And Chewy Louie figuring out the moment of the show. Final thought, guys, before we go. We probably have cake because at some point, some caveman mixed flour and egg and tried to make flour egg soup. That's how cake started. I reckon cake's been around a lot earlier than most foods. It's a very basic thing. It seems very decadent, but I think it's actually a very basic mixture.
No, because you'd need sugar and things. You know, it's not just flour and egg.
No, but this was the building block of the cake.
Well, isn't
this
that
is how
like
damper?
Isn't
just
yes. Isn't that bread?
Yes.
Yeah, it's well, just bread.
Well, isn't just cake tasty bread?
No.
God. Oh, shit. Tell you what weren't tasty, those cheese scones that Shuey Louie made.
Don't.
The other day.
I'll come in there.
That was one level below damper, if you ask me. Producer Jack, how you been scouring Facebook?
Yeah, today a Sydney school has apparently banned parents from delivering McDonald's and KFC for their kids' lunches.
What kind of parents are dropping off KFC to their
the best
darling?
Kind of parents?
No,
oh my
no.
God, could you imagine? Thank
your
you
kids
so much.
Fetish.
Jesus Christ, no.
Oh, no joy.
Bring some cold KFC from dinner the last night, the leftovers, but don't just wait outside the school driveway waiting for mummy to come and deliver your Colonel's 11 herbs and spices bucket.
Are you kidding me? On like your birthday or something, you get a little McDonald's Happy Meal delivered. Oh, thanks, Mum.
Oh, God. Different upbringings, clearly.
Well, another lady named Jody, she kind of believes with you. She wrote, how pathetic that parents are delivering their children takeaway. Oh, sorry, I'm choking. Takeaway at school. Get a life and pack a lunchbox.
Yeah, not bad.
Get a life and pack a lunchbox.
Did lack slight delivery due to producer Jack having a minor heart attack due to all the KFC he had as an 11-year-old boy.
Got a chicken wing stuck in my throat. Another lady like named Avril wrote, 40 years ago, my mum packed all our lunches. Then if they went to town, they prepaid lunch at a local bakery. Missed those simpler times. 40 years ago.
I even remember the old when you'd have to like tick off what you wanted for lunch from the bakery.
The brown paper bag days. Yeah, well, I loved it. And they bring it back in a laundry basket. Like, yeah, that day. Yeah.
Little crate.
Shiri Louie. Moment of the show.
Moment of the night was when my soul sister, my hon, Angel, called up. She gave you a piece of her mind, and too right.
Goodness gracious.
Hi, Danny. You're not going to like me. Oh. I think you're disgusting.
Brutal.
Fair enough. You don't wash your hands after going number ones or twos.
And I shall continue not to do so and shake your hand, Shirley.
Yeah.
All right, good show. I think Constantino's on the show tomorrow.
No,
interesting. Sorry. But David Kosh probably will be.
Yes, Koshy. Yeah,
there we go. 1 out of 2. 8,
the Danny Lakey Late Show.